For my parents, Donald and Frances Ferris, who taught a little hellion that marching to a different drummer was a good thing. I love you both, and owe you everything. Support your local teacher. 10% of all author royalties are donated to educational not-for-profits, including DonorsChoose.org. Preface to the expanded and updated edition. The 4-hour work week was turned down by 26 out of 27 publishers. After it was sold, the president of one potential marketing partner, a large bookseller, emailed me historical bestseller statistics to make it clear this wouldn't be a mainstream success. So I did all I knew how to do. I wrote it with two of my closest friends in mind, speaking directly to them and their problems, problems I long had, and I focused on the unusual options that had worked for me around the world. I certainly tried to set conditions for making a sleeper hit possible, but I knew it wasn't likely. I hoped for the best and planned for the worst. May 2nd, 2007. I receive a call on my cell phone from my editor. Tim, you hit the list. It was just past 5 p.m. in New York City, and I was exhausted. The book had launched 5 days before, and I had just finished a series of more than 20 radio interviews in succession, beginning at 6 a.m. that morning. I never planned a book tour, preferring instead to batch radio satellite tours into 48 hours. Heather, I love you, but please don't bleep with me. No, you really hit the list. Congratulations, Mr. New York Times best-selling author. I leaned against the wall and slid down until I was sitting on the floor. I closed my eyes, smiled, and took a deep breath. Things were about to change. Everything was about to change. Lifestyle design from Dubai to Berlin. The 4-hour work week has now been sold into 35 languages. It's been on the bestseller lists for more than 2 years, and every month brings a new story and a new discovery. From The Economist to the cover of the New York Times style section, from the streets of Dubai to the cafes of Berlin, lifestyle design has cut across cultures to become a worldwide movement. The original ideas of the book have been broken apart, improved, and tested in environments and ways I never could have imagined. So, why the new edition if things are working so well? Because I knew it could be better. And there was a missing ingredient. You. This expanded and updated edition contains more than 100 pages of new content, including the latest cutting-edge technologies, field-tested resources, and, most important, real-world success stories chosen from more than 400 pages of case studies submitted by readers. Families and students, CEOs and professional vagabonds, take your pick. There should be someone whose results you can duplicate. Need a template to negotiate remote work? A paid year in Argentina, perhaps? This time, it's in here. The Experiments in Lifestyle Design blog, www.4hourblog.com, was launched alongside the book, and within 6 months, it became one of the top 1,000 blogs in the world, out of more than 120 million. Thousands of readers have shared their own amazing tools and tricks, producing phenomenal and unexpected results. The blog became the laboratory I'd always wanted, and I encourage you to join us there. The new Best of the Blog section includes several of the most popular posts from the Experiments in Lifestyle Design blog. On the blog itself, you can find recommendations from everyone from Warren Buffett. Seriously, I tracked him down and show you how I did it. To chess prodigy Josh Waitzkin. It's an experimental playground for those who want better results in less time. Not revised. This is not a revised edition in the sense that the original no longer works. The typos and small mistakes have been fixed over more than 40 printings in the U.S. This is the first major overhaul. but not for the reason you'd expect. Things have changed dramatically since April 2007. Banks are failing. Retirement and pension funds are evaporating, and jobs are being lost at record rates. Readers and skeptics alike have asked, can the principles and techniques in the book really still work in an economic recession or depression? Yes and yes. In fact, questions I posed during pre-crash lectures, including, how would your priorities and decisions change if you could never retire, are no longer hypothetical. Millions of people have seen their savings portfolios fall 40% or more in value and are now looking for options C and D. Can they redistribute retirement throughout life to make it more affordable? Can they relocate a few months per year to a place like Costa Rica or Thailand to multiply the lifestyle output of their decreased savings? Sell their services to companies in the UK to earn in a stronger currency? The answer to all of them is, more than ever, yes. The concept of lifestyle design as a replacement for multi-staged career planning is sound. It's more flexible and allows you to test different lifestyles without committing to a 10 or 20-year retirement plan that can fail due to market fluctuations outside of your control. People are open to exploring alternatives and more forgiving of others who do the same, as many of the other options, the once safe options, have failed. When everything and everyone is failing, what is the cost of a little experimentation outside of the norm? Most often, nothing. Flash forward to 2011. Is a job interviewer asking about that unusual gap year? Everyone was getting laid off, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to travel around the world. It was incredible. If anything, they'll ask you how to do the same. The scripts in this audiobook still work. Facebook and LinkedIn launched in the post-2000.com depression. Other recession-born babies include Monopoly, Apple, Clif Bar, Scrabble, KFC, Domino's Pizza, FedEx, and Microsoft. This is no coincidence, as economic downturns produce discounted infrastructure, outstanding freelancers at bargain prices, and rock-bottom advertising deals, all impossible when everyone is optimistic. Whether a year-long sabbatical, a new business idea, re-engineering your life within the corporate beast, or dreams you've postponed for someday, there has never been a better time for testing the uncommon. What's the worst that could happen? I encourage you to remember this often neglected question as you begin to see the infinite possibilities outside of your current comfort zone. This period of collective panic is your big chance to dabble. It's been an honor to share the last 2 years with incredible listeners around the world, and I hope you enjoy this new edition as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I am, and will continue to be, a humble student of you all. Un abrazo fuerte. Tim Ferriss, San Francisco, California, April 21st, 2009.